It is now time for our Amazing Race recap.
Whew. I'm excited for this. Let's recap.
All right. Now, you didn't see the episode, am I correct?
That's true.
Okay.
But I do know Joanne and Hal got kicked off last week, so that's your recap of last week if you missed last week.
Right. Now, so the teams that are left, minus them, are, as DJ Ad-Rock refers to them, the titular twins. Jet and Dave are still there. The Doctors, the Tims, and Adam refers to these guys as the KW boys, but I looked them up online, and they're not from KW. So
where are they from?
I don't know, but it did not say KW. It was like Ottawa or something. So, Jody and Corey are the other ones. So, episode 6, I believe this was, or 7, I don't know, something like that, started out with a nice story about how the youngest Tim in the Tims, which is the son and dad combo, is married.
Oh, yeah.
He married young. And a little sob story about the youngest Tim being married and marrying young. And I think they're setting you up for what happens later in the episode. That I'll get to in a little bit. So, the episode starts off, they're in Quebec City. Which is in Quebec.
Right.
The province as well. Man, same name.
Yeah, it's confusing.
So, yeah. And so they're all worried about the French speaking, right? Some of them know French, some of them don't. So Jet and Dave, they don't know the French, whatever. So they got to fly to Quebec. They get there to Quebec, and what it turns out is that they're all going to be on an even page. They're all going to have to sleep over in this place. They're going to have to, and they'll all be even, starting out equals, even though, you know, how usually in the Amazing Race, the first place team gets to leave ahead and whatever.
They get a head start.
Right. So they did, but they flew there, and the place didn't open till the next day at 10 anyways, and everyone would be there. So
it's back to square one.
Back to square one, that's right. Jet and Dave leave a false clue in the room for anyone, I guess, who would find it. And Jody and Corey, the KW boys who aren't from KW, find it and run out and start searching the cannons. And Jet and Dave think that it's funny, so they run after him and tell them that it was just a joke, and then they come in. I thought that was pretty good. But the even ground starting. So anyway. And by the way, DJ Ad-Rock's not here, but I'm going off of his notes that he emailed me based upon what he saw on the show. But I also watched it as well. So now, for Team Ma'am, this is all taking place. It's all going down at the Chateau Frontenac, which I was at in grade 8.
Oh,
so I'm familiar with the area.
Nice.
Like, frig, this couldn't be set up for Team Ma'am to win any more easily than it already has been. So they have to search the grounds, find the clue, and then move on to the next thing. So now the detour, the first task is a detour. They can pick sculpt it or spot it.
Ice sculpting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
There.
So ice sculpting, and then the spot it one was they had to look at a mural on the side of a building, run down a bunch of blocks, and then place words that were in French about what was missing and where it went on the picture.
Okay.
So that one you had to do a little bit of memory. And me not having much of a memory, I would have gone with sculpt it because I've even done ice sculptures before. So
really?
Yeah.
What'd you sculpt?
I've sculpted a bunch of different things, mainly swans.
Wow.
So, yeah. But theirs weren't even that difficult. They had to do a star in a house.
Oh, yeah. Swan's like, way harder than a star.
Yeah. So, anyways, the ice sculpting would have been easy. So, Jet and Dave get there. They do a formidable job. They were very, they did good. The twins, they started out with the spot it, ran by, saw the ice sculpturing, and they thought, you know what, let's switch. They switched to the ice sculpturing. They did bon. The Timbs, they get lost again. Well, the Timbs, friggin' morons, always getting lost again. The Doctors, come see, come saw. Yeah, they did okay. They ended up going for the spotted one. Same with the KW boys, not from KW. And both of them did pretty good on the spotted one. So I think it was probably about two blocks, it looked like, that they had to run in between these two things and remember where the parts went. So they after they finish that, they get the next clue. What's the next one? Oh! So they get the next clue. They go to this place, and it says, who's ready? Batter up. Batter spelt not as the hitting a baseball batter, but as in making a crepe batter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, DJ Ad-Rock would have had to take this one. And I don't know. Like, there, a lot of the time...
You don't know how to make a crepe?
I don't think so.
I think it's just like egg, water... Sorry,
well, I think the
milk.
Batter's even already made.
Oh.
But it has to be perfectly like how these people make them. I'm sure I could have done it, but if DJ Ad-Rock's better at cooking, I would have let him go for the batter up.
I think it's pretty easy. It's just, you just pour it on and it's a flat
you gotta, pancake. They had it, it had to be perfect though, like how the guy made it, with the icing sugar and the squirting thing and everything had to be perfectly done. So anyways, people did good. Dave went up, cooked. Actually, they all did it pretty good. Some people, for example, the Timbs, forgot the icing sugar, which is why I mentioned that, and they kept getting it rejected. You needed to have every component of the thing. The one thing that I liked what Dave did, and it could have been because he got there earlier than the rest of them, was he really watched the chef build it and study how it looked, and then he went and built his, created his. Whereas the other ones just started doing it and were folding them in triangles and stuff like that, but it had to be how the head chef was making them. So.
Ha ha ha!
So, once they completed that task, they got out of there, and they went, and they started doing the lacrosse task, which was so friggin' easy. They had to make one pass and score in a lacrosse goal. Like, who has not played lacrosse?
With a goalie, though?
No goalie.
Oh, yeah, really?
So, all that had to happen would be, you have to pick it up, throw it to me, I catch it, and I throw it into the net. And then I throw one to you, and you throw it into the net. That was a task.
Yeah, I've never done that, but I just it's got to be easy.
Yeah, nobody had a hard time with it. The one thing that caught me off guard was doctors. Now, these people are doctors, and they continually say, we're doctors. We know how to perform under stress. They specifically said, a quote by one of the doctors was, I don't know what a lob is. He said, lob it to me. And the other one said, I don't know what a lob is.
How do they pass medical equipment around?
Yeah. Can you lob me that scalpel?
Yeah.
Come on. Anyways, that was it to the episode. It was so quick and easy. But the whole thing went by. And this is going back to them giving us the sob story about Tim being the youngest Tim being married. Jet and Dave come in first. Doctors come in second. The twins come in third. Oh, it was a tie for second, actually. Doctors and Jody and Corey, they both arrived on the mat at the same time. So then it was the Timbs in the elimination spot, but it just so happened to be a non-elimination round. Again.
Ugh.
Second time the Timbs have not been eliminated.
They're lucking out. Big time.
I don't think it... I think they're part of the production thing. This is too set up that they don't get eliminated. And they eliminate last week friggin' Hal and Joanne. Come on. Team body break and you leave the Timbs?
Maybe there's... Yeah, I don't know. So, nobody got eliminated.
Nobody got eliminated. Same people, close to the same order, except the doctors are up there and they were lower down last week. Yeah.
Wow.
So, that's it. Like, there isn't even much more to say other than Team Man would still be in first place. But, like, nothing happened. Everything's still going on. Next episode's going to be the exact same as this one, except hopefully someone will be eliminated.
So we didn't even need to do this right now.
Well, no, it's the exact same going into next week.
But I gotta say, I don't watch the show, but I do tune in every week. And I feel like I get so much more out of the description. And with you guys actually being in the race, because you inject yourself into it.
Oh, yes, see?
It's so much better than watching it.
And that's the thing, I mean, if they do an Amazing Race Canada 2, and we've talked about this a bunch of times, and Hal and Joanne from Team Body Break said that the selection process was fixed. But in the future, if they don't choose Team Ma'am, I don't know how they can have a second season. I don't know.
No. The ratings would plummet.
That's what I'm saying. I think so. So, anyways, that's your amazing race recap for episode 6-ish. And since they were in the province of Quebec, I'm going to get to a band from Quebec. This is the band Sunset Rubdown with their track Black Swan right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
You can yell louder.
Mono a mono!
We'll be right back. kingdom, where the king is a heart, and my heart is king. My heart is king, and my heart is a kingdom, where the king is a heart, and my heart is king, the king of hearts. By the time the moon arose, you had taken off your clothes and had the